800-516-6333.
Are they our friends, or should we fear them, the Chinese? The reason I ask that question is because there are all kinds of polls out that suggest that the large majority of Americans see China as a threat to American jobs and our economic security in the future. What say you, America, as the president of China is in Washington talking to the president and visiting various other dignitaries, let's say? We're playing the game, and we are certainly doing that, by the way, here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. From the left to the right and all those spots that you would fill in the blanks with, that's what we do on this overnight highway of conversation. You can be a part of it at 800-259-5791. So what do you say? Do you agree with that? Do you see China as a huge threat to your job, to our economic future? You've got the two presidents meeting, a state dinner, all kinds of things, a state dinner happening Tuesday, already done in Washington. And then this ABC News Washington Post poll comes out that says 47% of Americans see China as a friendly nation, but 44% regard it is unfriendly. And how about this one? 42% say their own opinion of China is favorable overall, 49% unfavorable. Wow. Not surprised. I'm not surprised that China is being viewed negatively. Think of the past and think of the relations in the past with China. Nixon, that was his big coup, of course. For everything that happened with Watergate and his paranoia, Nixon was the master when it came to the Chinese. So we go all the way back to the Nixon years to now, and actually some of the opinions are less favorable than they were then. So 47% overall see China as friendly. 47%. Where do you fall in on the question of China? I'll tell you what's happened, and we know this. Less things are being made in America. It's always strange for me when I go back to New York. I think of when I was a kid, and I still think of a thriving kind of fashion district. And there are things happening in the fashion district, but not very much, not compared to what it used to be. And the reason why is because it's cheaper to get things made in China and other countries, too. But China takes a lot of that overflow. So whether it's jeans, blouses, whatever it is, somebody's manufacturing it, very little of it is done in the U.S. In fact, here on America Tonight, occasionally you'll hear spots for a thing called Gusset Jeans. And one of the things they talk about with Gusset Jeans is the fact that it's manufactured in the United States. I bet he could get it manufactured someplace else cheaper, but chooses not to do that. Even when you make airline reservations now, some of the airline reservations are actually going outside of the United States. JetBlue, for example, he doesn't do that. He refuses to do that, the CEO of JetBlue, so they keep it in the United States. And when you go to make a reservation and you get somebody live, usually you get somebody in Utah, probably a housewife in Utah, and that's her job. She may even be working from home. But you get my drift here. I think people in the United States that took this poll and those that see China as a threat, it's the economics of it. It's the economic threat. Not saying that they're not concerned about a military possibility, but I think it's more the economic threat than anything else, and it's because so much is manufactured in China. How many of you shop at Walmart? Walmart has a gazillion stores, it seems. I did a little experiment, knowing that we would be talking a little bit about China. And I drove in and around my neighborhood. I went through two cities, went up a main thoroughfare off of a main highway. And do you have any Walmarts I counted? And I was even stunned because I don't shop at Walmart. And you know how many I found? Four. Two that were giant, beyond giant. So four all together. Who's shopping at mom and pop's then? Because they're going, they don't have the money, they're going for cheaper goods, and they're getting it because they're coming from China, for example. Not everything, but a lot of it is. So that's what you have to ask yourself. Start looking at the labels, pay attention, and tell me what you find. That's why you're seeing those numbers in these polls. All right, let's talk about something else that's under everybody's skin out of D.C., not the visit of the Chinese president, but health care. Health care is back in the news. Of course it is, because the Republicans are taking a vote to repeal it. They're not going to have the numbers. They're not going to be able to get anything, any of that legislation through. But the debate is certainly on, as I say, game on. I think things will be changed when it comes to health care, if not cherry-picked out. I don't think it'll be completely ripped apart, but I think we'll see some change. So everybody has a point of view on healthcare, and everybody had that same point of view probably a year ago. Here are a couple of politicians, Congressman Van Hollen and also Congressman Scott Garrett on healthcare.
That is a recipe for budget anarchy. It is a recipe for fiscal chaos.
I rise today in support of repealing this simply job-destroying health care bill. This takeover of health care and small businesses will give us more taxes, more mandates, and higher health care costs on those small businesses.
Yeah, there you go. The small businesses and the taxation, the biggest thorn in everyone's side besides the mandated health care, saying that by 2014 you better have health care or you're going to be fined. So you don't have a health care card, you're not carrying it around, you're going to get fined for it. The IRS is going to fine you and levy that fine at you. And how crazy is that to think about it? But it's part of the overhaul of health care. So I think that is going to be a huge war in trying to get rid of it. And I also believe you're going to see a real, and the constitutionality of that's already being challenged in court, which will go up to the Supreme Court. And if, depending on what the Supreme Court does, regardless, if it's in health care and they throw it out, then it's out and it wouldn't be enforced. But I think by then what happens, if true to form, this whole idea of the civility and working things out, maybe It's a rehaul, not a repeal, because I don't think the repeal process can happen. There just aren't the votes there. But maybe it's a redo. A lot of it, in other words, is dumped out, depending on the Democrats and if they're willing to play. A lot of Democrats are saying, whoa, 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 we're not losing this thing. We're not repealing this. We're not going backwards. Why are we going backwards? In fact, the president came out and said that very thing. Do you think sex change operations should be covered while we're talking about health care? Do you think that's fair? I'm thinking of other things they might cover instead. Anyway, one city is considering covering those sex change operations. Where? We'll tell you next.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers,
and no lingering smell.
Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425 or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes,
the next generation of alternative smoking.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
So next week we're heading to Washington to talk about what else? Healthcare. And boy, we have a lot of guests. We are going to talk to all kinds of people from Washington, D.C. on your health and what's happening with your health, because that's what it is. Health care. It's really insurance. Let's face it. We're talking about insurance. What's covered, what's not, what the premiums are, all that stuff. It's health insurance. What's happening with health insurance? So Debbie Wasserman Schultz, we're going to get to her in a second. She had something to say about the opinions that are flying around the Beltway, how everybody's having some knee-jerk reactions. And also, my favorite person to beat up, Robert Gibbs, the White House flack, who's not long for the White House. He's only going to be there until February, and then he's gone. He's off to help reelect Obama like Axelrod back in the war room, out in the trenches, working on ways to get the president reelected. Boy, think about that. If Obama were reelected, we would have had three presidencies where you had back to back to back to back to back. Wow. 2012, we could talk about that until we're blue in the face, though. We're not there yet. I mean, it's starting to happen and who's emerging and all that. But let's not veer off of in that direction just yet. Let's not do that. Here's what happened. Berkeley is the place that I'm talking about. So across the country, how many times a week do I get on the air and say, wow, in Camden, New Jersey, it's like the worst place. It's so dangerous. They're getting rid of some police and firemen. They don't have the money, so they're done. And other cities that I've talked about where they're squeezed beyond all recognition. Look at Los Angeles. So Berkeley is adding something to what they'll pay. So you got these cities that are getting rid of employee benefits, but Berkeley wants to pay for sex change operations. The city council was voting on setting aside $20,000 for what would be called technically gender reassignment surgery, because it's not covered by the health insurance providers that they have in Berkeley. So they think that, well, this is just fair. I mean, it's not fair to the transgender community if we don't have these kind of benefits. So it needs to be proposed. And see, that way it would allow employees to collect the money before the operation to get the payout. They would have to have lived as the opposite sex for at least 1 year and undergone hormone therapy. They would also have had to work for the city at least a year. Boy, that's not a long, do you think that's a long time? So then they would give them $20,000 on a first-come, first-served basis. It would stay indefinitely at $20,000. The amount would cover at least part of the surgery. I guess the surgery ranges, wow, how about that surgery? It ranges from $7,000 to $50,000. I don't know. What do you say about this? Is it fair or foul? It's, you think, again, I'm thinking of insurance and I'm thinking of the city supporting this. You know how many employees they have in the city? 1,500 employees. I guess part of the reason that it came up in Berkeley is because they had some people ask about sex reassignment surgery. But a lot of people in Berkeley, for as liberal-minded as a lot of the people that live there could be, don't like the idea. They say they need to be spending more time and money on basic services. Yeah, hello. Like potholes, road repair. And so, of course, what people would be saying, how are we paying for this? Why are we paying for this? Do the people really need it that badly right now when my street still hasn't been paved? Oh, you know, the underfunded pension liability, they've got problems with that. Berkeley has all kinds of financial problems. They've got a hiring freeze at City Hall. The tax and the fees are going up there. And they're worried about sex change operations. Something is definitely wrong with that picture. I mean, are you kidding? Then you could even take it a step further and you could say, all right, a sex change operation, is that a health issue? Would that be a health issue? And think of the other people and what's covered or not covered or how much money are they getting? I don't know. Just more ridiculousness out on the left coast. I'm just saying. You might disagree. Enlighten me if you disagree. But I don't see the other side of this argument. 800-259-5791. They don't have the money. They don't even have the money in the first place. So why would that even be something that would be considered? It makes absolutely no sense to me. But the whole issue of healthcare, what's covered, what's not covered, what it costs, and these crazy premiums, that makes no sense to me either. Here are a couple of different points of view. Well, similar points of view, but talking about a couple of different things. Debbie Wasserman Schultz says, listen, let's calm down. We've just begun to talk about this. And then Robert Gibbs talks about healthcare repeal as well and insurance companies and their role. Take a listen.
After thousands and thousands of hours of hearings on passing healthcare reform, no hearings except for this one, hosted by the Democratic caucus and chaired by the Democratic leader, only one hearing.
I would share the belief of many, including, I think, enunciated by those who are going to vote for repeal tomorrow, that this isn't a serious legislative effort. I think first and foremost, they've largely acknowledged that. What, in essence, the move says, it says, let's put insurance companies back in charge of making healthcare decisions.
Yeah, let's put them in charge of making healthcare decisions. Ever see some of that paperwork? Ever get a bill from a hospital and see what's covered and see what they charge? You know, it's the old joke about the aspirin that costs, I don't know, $250. Couldn't you just say, listen, I'll send someone out to CVS. They can get me a bottle. It'll be a lot cheaper. Then nobody has to worry about how expensive the aspirins are. It's like the Medicare fraud and the crazy ways that it was pilfered. nobody connecting the dots, nobody paying attention. I think that's part of the problem. People are asleep at the wheel when it comes to health insurance. And I think I've told this before recently in a conversation with a doctor, you know, with the mammogram argument, for example, with women, what's happened, or what a doctor told me in this, we were talking about unnecessary and necessary tests that people have, and, you know, what did she think? And that was one of the things that she brought up. And she said what happens is that people are scared to death, not just with mammograms, but with anything. And they get told they have to have another X-ray. Well, you know, who's paying for that other X-ray? And how much are they getting out of the insurance companies? And is it really necessary? There, in her opinion and some of her colleagues' opinions, there was more of that medical insurance waste. Let's get another couple of X-rays here. We'll kind of scare the patient a little or tell them not to worry. It's just a necessary thing. And before you know it, X-rays out the wazoo. Somebody even that I know told me they got extra money, vacation money or whatever it was, towards this big vacation if they could sell more X-rays. How do you sell more X-rays? Well, we see there's this little spot here. It's probably nothing to worry about, but you probably want to get another X-ray on that. That's terrible. When I heard that story, I was like, wow, ethics, anybody? I'm saying you're right there. Scaring someone about getting extra things done. Yeah, I don't think so. Coming up in our next segment here in America tonight, because we leapfrogged over it, we're going to circle back around, since I'm always inviting you to comment at americatonight.net. We're going to go to the mail and see what a lot of you have vented about. Most of it is over healthcare, because we knew this argument was coming and we knew we were going to Washington and we've had a little bit of a big build up to it. So a lot of this centers around healthcare, but a few other things as well, including something that I happened to read about on a website today, something they're doing in Los Angeles. They're talking about a way to keep drunk drivers off the road is by the whole shaming thing. Remember, that used to be a newspaper trick, put people's names in the newspaper. Now they're talking about putting people's mugshots on Facebook. Privacy issues there, anybody? What do you think? Somebody gets pulled over, never done anything wrong in their life, get nailed for DUI, and it's kind of questionable, and all of a sudden they're up on Facebook. I could see a lot of lawsuits in the opposite direction. Anyway, that was one of the emails I also got too, so we're going to jump to that. We're doing it next here on ATN.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica, the number 12.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with Lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com. And listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Here in just a second, but I want to remind everyone, you know, I'm always sending you to americatonight.net because that's how you can get us through the email that way, but also we're on Twitter and on Facebook too. And Facebook, boy, the hits keep coming when it comes to Facebook, doesn't it? They're one of the things we're talking about with in Los Angeles is, well, if we have all these problems with DUIs, why don't we just shame them? Let's just throw it up on Facebook. If half the world's on Facebook, we'll just start putting up mug shots. Can you imagine? Boy, that's a bad day, right? You wake up, you get on Facebook, you disappeared, everybody wanted to know where you were, and really spent a couple of nights in jail, and it turns out, whoa, there's your mug shot. You didn't realize it for all the world to see. I would have to think that there'd be some problems with privacy here. However, remember the newspapers, like I said, the newspapers did that, were able to do it. So if they could do it in the paper, I don't know, there might be a way around that. If the discussion is serious, then I have to think that the city that's considering doing this has dug a little bit further. We're talking about Huntington Beach, by the way. And they want the cops to just post the mugshots on a Facebook page just to do that. Whoever is arrested, put it up there, shame them, and maybe that would help save lives if they were able to do that. If they put the photographs of everyone arrested, I mean, Huntington Beach, has anyone ever been to Huntington Beach? It's Bar City, USA. It's all about drinking in Huntington Beach. I don't know how many photographs would they have up if they did that. And it's, you know, it's Surf City, you know, Surf City, USA. Remember that song from a zillion years ago? I have some wild stories about Huntington Beach that I'll never share on the air. But let's just say it is a kind of a wild party city. So if they were able to do it, they say in 2009, 195 people were killed or injured. And we're talking about related to alcohol fatalities. Wow. That is, I mean, that's pretty high if you think about it. So they've got to do something. But it's pretty contentious, I would say. And my hackles go up because of the privacy thing. You just can't. That's just way over the top, too aggressive. You cannot do that, in my opinion. Yeah, you don't want to go there. A couple of DUI suspect mugshots have been posted, but they were from brutal cases where they really thought the public would be at risk, so they decided to throw people, a couple of them, up there on Facebook. But there is a push. One of the councilmen is pushing for this to happen and, you know, shame people into not doing that. Now, in Evesham Township, which is the town over from where I grew up, I was talking to my mom about this, and I guess they've got a police force there that has a Facebook page, and they initially were posting every DUI arrest mugshot, but the prosecutors, once they really got wind of what was going on, said, whoa, stop it, because we don't know what the rules are and what information police can release. That's nice. It's all just out there. We arrested them. There it is. And there were some big problems, but the police there say they didn't want to shame people. They just were doing that, but it caused a lot of problems. In Honolulu, they were posting DUI mugshots on their website under a pilot program they had set up. Oof. All right, without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. That, by the way, and the reason that I started off with that was a question from Barb, who asked, did you hear this thing about Facebook and DUIs and mugshots being posted? How do you feel about that? And you heard what I said. I think you have to be careful, the privacy thing, as much as, you know, somebody's crazy, constantly in the drunk tank and a danger to the public, I get it. But I think that you have to be careful if you go down that lane. I don't. Then what do you decide what you're going to post? That's the thing. And then it could get wickedly out of control. All right, here's another one from Bob listening to us in Vermont. Kate, what do you think is going to happen to Jared Lee Loughner? I listened to one of your previous shows, I guess last week, and you talked about the fact that he has an attorney who is notorious for getting her clients out of a situation where they would get the death penalty. I think, honestly, the 24th, he's back in court. It's going to be tough because Judy Clark is her name. You think of Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, and you think of some of the other people that she has defended, and she's gotten them life. Susan Smith was another member. She drowned her children and then blamed it, said there was a black man that had done that. But I think that it would be a life in prison deal. I think it's going to be life in prison. And probably the insanity thing, insanity defense, some form of it will be what she'll use in the court, that he was out of his mind. And that's how all of this came down. All right, let's see here. We got another one from Linda. Linda says, just wanted to communicate my appreciation for your broadcasts. All right. Thanks, Linda. Short and sweet, to the point. Some of you write these really long emails, and then occasionally we just have these little bursts of thoughts. Here's one from Judith. Judith says, wow, I can't believe some of the crazy things that come out of Texas. I consider you, Kate, to be a pretty intelligent woman from what I have heard on the show with a sense of humor. You have a caller, I think it's Don or Dan, who calls in, and he just hates Obama. I don't get it. I think you want to talk about vitriol. He spews vitriol like no one I've ever heard on the radio when it comes to Barack Obama. And enough already with the whole socialist thing. I'm tired of hearing about the socialist thing. I will tell you that I am disappointed in Obama, even though I voted for him. But having said that, really, do we need to beat him over the head every single night? How about some more thoughtful comments, Don? Okay, it's not Don, it's Dan. And Dan, he absolutely does not want Obama to be reelected again. And he makes his points, and sometimes he gets heated about his points because he says, listen, people aren't digging into this, this, and this, and this. And if you would connect the dots, if people would connect the dots, they would see what I see. So there you have it. Thanks for all of the emails that you sent. We appreciate it. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate. By the way, it's interesting to lead into that last comment from the person who sent into the mailbag right here on the front cover of today's paper. Who is the cover story? Who is Obama? Now, that's pretty damn scary, Kate. You got a guy sitting in the presidency of the United States and people are wondering who this guy is. You know, I mean, wouldn't you think that's the one person you want to know what the, who they are and what they are and what they stand for?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's kind of spooky, don't you think? And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that before he was even elected, the questions weren't answered. You know, there were, right-wing talk show hosts throwing up questions about it, people that he associated with, but the liberal media gave him a walk right through it, never confronted him about it. You know, so, you know, it's all water under the bridge now, I guess, you know, but the question is what direction does he really want to take this country? Now he seems to be like he's coming out of the far left to the center to get some things done, you know, and I eat all the things that happened right before the New Year's, you know, and he's making it look like, I'm willing to work with the right, you know, I'm willing to work with the Republicans, you know, they get some, we get some, you know, and that's the question is that really him?
Is it really him saying I'm willing to work and have a buy? Well, here's the thing. He doesn't want health care because it's his baby. He doesn't want it to be ripped up and thrown in the trash and start again. I mean, that's the big accomplishment for his administration. If you think of all the things that got passed at the tail end with the lame duck session, but also previous right before that, health care. So they don't want to see that. They don't want to see that be trash because there's a scorecard and they don't want their scorecard to get thrown away.
Yeah.
That's why we got to work. Then we'll work together. Let's not just throw it all out.
And see, the point I'm trying to make is, you know, is I'm still not understanding why they're even. They don't have the votes in the Senate, and even if they did, he would veto it. And so, what is all this to just point this? All this crap they're going to work on and spend their time wasting their time in Congress, you know, especially in the House, you know, to try to, you know, to go back on stuff and clap. Everyone knows. Americans did not want this, okay? 2 years from now, if Americans are still upset about it, guess what? Obama will be out of the presidency. If not, he'll be reelected.
Right.
So, you know, and they're wasting time. They ought to be working on the economy. They ought to be working. And yeah, this healthcare thing supposedly is going to cost us trillions of dollars down the road or whatever. You know, hey, you know what? 2 years from now, we might be bankrupt 2 years from now. Who knows? But, but, you know, I mean, you know, they'll have time to change it if the Republicans take over again completely, you know, and, you know, to go back in and change things. I was up for change. Let's put it this way, Kate. It does need fixing, okay? The healthcare system. I mean, it's a great system, but there's things that need to be fixed with it, you know? They should have done it piece by piece, you know?
Right.
Not one big, huge thing and back doors and the back rooms of the Capitol. You know, setting it up. You gotta go. See ya.
All right, see you, Don. We're gonna take a few more in just a minute or two here on ATN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Fan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The mailbag, and Don in Wyoming. Let's hit a few more. Josh in Kentucky. Hey, Josh. Hey, Trey. We're going to move to Trey in Kentucky. Hey, Trey.
Hey. Hey, Kay. How you doing?
Good. How you doing? How are the horses?
Good. Having babies left and right.
That's got to be cool. That doesn't grow old, does it?
No, not at all. Well, it does when it goes bad, but when it goes good, it's awesome. It rocks.
So. Cool. I like
it. Did you hear about Zenyatta?
Horse of the year.
That's right. She deserves it, too.
Yeah, she does deserve it. Who was the other horse that was the biggest challenger for horse of the year?
Blame.
Yeah.
Blame, yeah. Yep.
No, well, Zenyatta should have gotten it.
Yep.
I think so, too.
Yeah, the whole mugshot thing about Facebook, I think it's a great idea. I mean, I don't understand what the privacy problem would be, because, like, I know in Lexington, you can go to the jail's website, and if you got arrested, if you got arrested for anything, it don't matter what it is. If you're of age, you're on there.
So you think if you did put up, if it was on Facebook for people to see, that would be just too much, too over the top for someone that might shame them into being scared straight about driving smashed?
Probably not, but, I mean, any little thing that helps, I don't see why not. So.
Yeah, I mean, I'll say this. I'm with you on the drunk driving thing. I would drive anyone home. If I have a party and one of my buddies has too much, of course I'll drive them home. But because I don't want to see them get hurt either. But but you know how that is when you think everybody's different and everybody thinks they can handle liquor different, and so it just depends. I think what'll happen, though, Trey, is in all reality, that's why that prosecutor made them take them down in New Jersey, it'd just be challenged and knocked down, because then you get into the whole legal aspect of, well, really, can the police just release that information out there? So it might be a good shot in the dark to do it, but I think it gets knocked back.
That was
legally.
Fun. But, what you gonna do?
That's right.
Oh, by
good
the
try.
Way, I love the new Facebook picture, by the way.
Oh, thank you. I got that. That was when I was on remote in New York, so we decided to switch it.
Ah, okay, cool. All right, Kate. Have a good night.
Trey.
I got to get back to these horses. All right.
All right, take care of those horses. Who knows? That could be a future Kentucky Derby winner. He's at a great stable where they have had some really good horses come through. Let's go to David in Texas. Hi, David.
Okay.
Hello.
Kate. How are you, Kate?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I've been worse. I'm going to start off by harassing you and Jack on one thing. How about them Jets?
How about those Jets? Whoa. That's all I can say. I mean, seriously, are you kidding me? For Mark Sanchez, for what happened against the Colts the week before, he kept the ball lower, and look at the difference it made. Plus, they could never get their act together when they had the opportunity. The Patriots couldn't on their side of the ball. Five sacks of Tom Brady.
And on that other issue you were talking about?
Yeah.
I've got a spare bedroom, so if somebody gets too toast over here whenever I'm throwing a party,
so you're staying over.
I got a couch and I got a spare room. They got their choice.
Yeah, that's good.
And as far as Obama is concerned, he did enough bashing of Bush, so he can get bashed now. Turnabout is fair play, is the way I look at it.
You know what? That's true.
Turnabout is fair play. You get tired of hearing about all this garbage about Obama. Well, you know, a lot of people were getting tired of hearing about Bush, and to this day, he still blames Bush for a lot of stuff. Bush doesn't even have any. But Bush is not no longer in office and having nothing to do with it anymore. But he's going to blame Bush about it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't blame the people that are talking for the lack of a better word. Talking smack about Obama, he talked a lot of smack about Bush.
Absolutely, and here's the thing. You know this, David, with every president gets criticized, I don't care who the president is, Democrat, Republican, whatever, I always say that you got to have a thick skin anyway, but the bottom line is you're right. If we just wanted to talk president on president, yeah, absolutely, because they kept pointing back to the Bush years, the Bush years, the Bush years, the Bush years. Well,
but
once you have the gig... Right, I know. Once you have the gig, you know, I decide to run for president, whatever happened previously, and I want to bash them on the road in the campaign. But once I get in, hey, I wanted to be president. It's my baby now. So I can't keep looking back at the people behind me and blaming them for everything that's not going right. Yeah, you make a good point.
And see, the thing about it is, Bush even said the buck stops with him.
Yeah.
And Obama tried to say the same thing. It's my fault. The buck stops here, but he keeps on and on. So, you know, it's
yeah, turnabout's fair play.
it's the pot calling on the
kettle black, and you didn't want to say that, but
absolutely.
So
it's just crazy.
It is crazy. It is crazy. We'll see what happens. Speaking of crazy, thanks, David. We'll see what happens coming up in the four games. He brings up the Jets. We'll see what happens in the four games coming up this weekend. AFC, NFC, well, two games, four teams left. AFC Championship and NFC Championship game. I really, honestly, do the Jets get by the Steelers? And what happens with Green Bay? Is Green Bay going to be the team, or is it going to be the Bears? Interesting. I mean, this is it. One of these teams, this is it. This is going to be the Super Bowl. Two of these teams are going to be the Super Bowl teams. We're going to have another edition of Nail the Score, so don't forget on Thursday. And, of course, the following week there is no Nail the Score, and then we've got the Super Bowl after that, and we'll be broadcasting from Washington, D.C., and the focus will be healthcare when we get to Washington, D.C., by the way. All right, quickly, let me throw this out here. I got an email from probably three different people on this. One was from Sean, and he asked me, what did I think about the iPad breach? It's crazy, isn't it? They had two guys that they picked up on, they charged them with fraud and conspiracy. Here's what they did. They got and distributed email addresses, check it out, of 114,000 iPad 3G owners. You know who was on it? Bloomberg's information was part of those emails. And the two guys, they were in their mid-20s, are part of a group that got a lot of attention last June when they discovered a loophole on AT&T's website that allowed them to gain access to the addresses and the corresponding iPad ID numbers. So the group that got a lot of attention last year was the Goatsy Security. And the people affected by the breach, besides Bloomberg, included military people, members of the Senate, members of the House, employees of NASA, Homeland Security. Boy, that's... If anyone's going to bring us down, that's what they're going to bring us down. Let me tell you, the war is with computers and hacking into things. And it looks like they did it pretty easily. They being the FBI, were able to bust them and take them into custody. But it seems as though they didn't have a hard time getting this information. Each one of them gets one count of conspiracy, or they're charged with it, one count of conspiracy to access a computer without authorization, and then one count of fraud. Probably the maximum, I think, is 5 years in prison, and the fine's like $250,000. Whew. I think they really tripped up on the wrong emails probably there. And it was just a massive, massive phishing operation and trying to trick people into disclosing their confidential information. Oh, that's the worst. Oh, the worst, I tell you. All right, if you have any thoughts on the show, please share them with us at americatonight.net.